And we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG Plus from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. As the New York Giants getting their practice underway on this Tuesday night, the Giants will practice each of the next three nights. Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob Papa. Practice closed to the public tonight. It will be open tomorrow night. It gets underway at 5:30 here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And don't forget, coming up after our show tonight at 6:30, you don't want to miss the New York Giants Hall of Fame Weekend Special, fueled by Hess, featuring Michael Strahan as we recap the entire weekend. I'd like to welcome in my co-host over the next 30 minutes, former Giants great Carl Banks. And Carl, preseason game number one in the books, and the Giants get a win. Your overall thoughts on the performance?
Well, I thought there was a lot of progress, and you could just see that things are going to be heating up competition-wise.
Yeah, well, the Giants will be taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers at MetLife Stadium on Saturday night, but one in the books for the Giants. Now, the Giants had yesterday off as far as practice was concerned, but the organization received bad news when it was announced that David Wilson would not play this season, and he's been recommended by doctors to not continue his playing career due to a neck injury that Wilson suffered last year, underwent surgery in the offseason. And David Wilson took things very well when he was found out that he was not able to play anymore in the National Football League. The former number one draft pick for the Giants. I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me or pity me. I lived my dream. A lot of people only get to dream their dream. I lived that dream. Now I have a chance to dream another dream and live that too. Classy statement by David Wilson in the aftermath of finding out from doctors after they looked at his neck that he should no longer play football. So what was the reaction of his teammates? Well, they were sorry to see that Wilson could not continue his career. But we started off with the head coach of the Giants, Tom Coughlin.
We started our meeting off talking about David Wilson, and I relayed to them what I told you yesterday about how he came into my office and his attitude and the way he was going to approach this, and the fact he didn't want pity, didn't want anybody feeling sorry for him. I thought that was a key, and the way he left the office talking about once a Giant, always a Giant really did help me. He helped. David Wilson walked into my office and helped me understand and accept the fact that he was not going to be able to play anymore.
You know, I can't even fathom it. You know, he's going through something right now that is devastating, and it, you know, hurts us as a running back room. It really does, because we really love David. David's a great person. And David, we always gave you 100% on the field, and he always gave you a smile when you looked at him. So, you know, my prayers go out to him and his family. God bless him.
The situation was so real to me. What he went through, all I could think about was how he was feeling and how he was reacting through it, because it was something that I had to confront as soon as I first met my first doctor and he told me I was never going to play again. It was something that I had to look at. And, you know, to be in his position, you know, it's not an easy position. He's a young man with a lot of talent, you know. So for me, it hit in a way more personal place than probably it did for a lot of people.
Jameel McClain suffered a neck injury in 2012, did not finish the year with the Baltimore Ravens. They went on to win the Super Bowl. Started the year last year on the PUP list and then played and started in the last 10 games of the season. So he really can identify what David Wilson was going through. But, Carl, let's talk about David Wilson. Here's a guy that was excellent in the kickoff return game, had tremendous speed, hadn't developed as a running back, but boy, this is all about why you need to prepare for next.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, this game is not promised from play to play, much less year to year. And he's such a dynamic personality, and he's a dynamic player who was just starting to blossom. But, you know, this game is so unforgiving, and injuries are definitely a part of it.
And, you know, it really is a lesson too, Carl. You know, they have the rookie seminar and the rookie symposium, and the Giants do things with the rookies. But, you know, you think you come into the league, even as a high draft pick like he was, yeah, and it could be taken away from you. That's why you started planning for your post-career while you were playing, right?
Yeah, I started my second year in the league developing my business with G3 Apparel. But you have to constantly think that this is not forever.
All right, this does open up the door in the competition. You heard from Peyton Hillis, who's a rugged running back. What about Michael Cox? Here's a guy now that when you looked at the running back depth chart, even though he was on the team last year, it was looking shaky. Now there's an opportunity for him.
Well, there's an opportunity, and that's the key word, Bob, because the special teams are something that he's going to have to continue to show that he can contribute.
Michael Cox last year does bring you a dimension as far as his ability to play on special teams. So that is something that will help his cause. But once again, it's about being able to pick up the blitz protection. It's being able to understand the assignments. That's the most important thing. Meanwhile, Andre Williams, the fourth-round pick out of Boston College, had a fantastic night against the Buffalo Bills Sunday night, including an explosive 21-yard run that he reflected on.
Well, yeah, we just ran an outside zone, and the DN was playing a head-up technique on a tight end. So, you know, I knew that if the fullback captured the safety that was playing down in the box, we could get on the edge. And, you know, that's exactly how it played out. The offensive line really did a good job blocking it up properly, and, you know, we had success.
All right, Carl, your assessment of what you saw out of Andre Williams and the Giants running game overall.
Well, I think, first of all, the running game showed a lot of improvement. You got backs there that can run. But Williams, I said early on, he's a guy that's built for the NFL grind. He's had multiple 200-yard seasons in college and a 300-yard game in college as well. So he's a guy that's built for this NFL grind if he can blitz pick up and continue to grow.
Yeah, and one of the other things that the Giants got out of the running game was good blocking from the fullbacks, whether it was Henry Hynoski or John Connor, and that is going to be an important component. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on the show, we're going to dive deeper into the New York Giants offense as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live. And I'm not kidding. It's live right now tonight here on MSG Plus, fueled by Hess. Live look at Giants DBs and linebackers working on drills as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. The Giants with an evening practice over the next 3 days, close to the public tonight. It'll be open to the public tomorrow night. If you want to come out to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, go to Giants.com for more details. Let's take a look at the injury report for the New York Giants as they embark upon their practice. Odell Beckham Jr. remains out with that hamstring. The same for Trindon Holliday. Mike Patterson with a shoulder injury. Bennett Jackson out with that ankle injury. And Daniel Fells, a bone bruise, as he was injured in the game on Sunday night. The Giants have also made a couple of roster moves. They've brought in veteran defensive end Israel Adonijé. He spent 9 years with the Chicago Bears. Last year with the Detroit Lions, he started 50 of 149 games. And in his career, he has 29 sacks. To make room for Adonijé, the Giants waived Chris Adams. And the Giants have also signed tight end Jerome Cunningham, who played his college football at Southern Connecticut State, has yet to make an NFL roster after playing college football his last year in 2012. All right, Sunday night, the Giants had their first opportunity to use their new offense with new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. And quarterback Eli Manning talked about that first working experience with his new OC.
I thought all went well. I thought we, you know, got the plays were coming in. I thought we did a good job at the line of scrimmage, you know, making checks and making calls and getting to the right plays. Everybody on the same page. So I thought, you know, all those things went well.
Carl, let me get your impressions on what you saw out of this new offense that Eli Manning is learning to execute.
The one thing that you noticed right away was that there were no confusion. Everyone knew what they were supposed to do. You could see the motions, the shifts, everything seemed to be in sync. So that's definitely a positive. And it had a rhythm to it, a faster rhythm.
Yeah, not a lot of throws downfield. Everything was pretty much underneath. A lot of checkdowns to the running backs. But look, it's the first preseason game. Victor Cruz wasn't targeted in the game, Carl, but I don't think that that's really a big issue considering they have five preseason games.
Yeah, I don't think finding Victor Cruz is going to be an issue for this offense. He'll be a major part of it.
All right. Well, Ryan Nassib is trying to win the backup job for the Giants. He was selected in last year's draft, gotten a lot of work in the spring, and he got a lot of work in the preseason debut against the Buffalo Bills, including throwing a 73-yard touchdown pass to rookie free agent Corey Washington. Nassib talked about that game-winning strike.
It was just a play-action pass, you know, double move downfield. Underthrew it a little bit, but he got up and made a big play. You know, and he came down with it. After he caught, he came down and ran in for a touchdown. That's hard to do on a play like that. So, major props to Corey.
It's real big. You know what I'm saying? That I came from a small school. You know, I'm like the underdog right now. So I have to go out there and make plays like that. Being 6'4" receiver, you know, Eli, I haven't had that since, you know, Nick went. So I'm trying to replace Nick, you know, go out and make big plays.
Yes, a small school. He's from Newberry, down in the Carolinas. But, Carl, as we take a look at this play, one of the things he's done in practice, and Tom Coughlin alluded to it, he's gone up and made plays on the ball like he did right there in game action.
Yeah, he did. Now, you know, there's not a lot of competition at the wide receiver position. He's got to earn his mark on special teams and continue to show that he can master this offense as well.
Yeah, he brings good size, 6'4", 214 pounds, and he's got a big target zone, a big wingspan. Let's talk about Ryan Nassib, who last year was the third quarterback all year, got a lot of reps in the game, gets a lot of reps in practice. What kind of growth did you see in him?
Boy, what a difference a day makes, or a year makes in his case. He is totally in command of the offense this past weekend, and you can tell the maturity, the mental confidence that he has in playing the position now is very evident.
Look, it wasn't perfect. There were a couple throws in there. Yeah. There was one that was intercepted. It got wiped off the board because of a penalty against the Buffalo Bills, but he seemed to be a lot more relaxed.
Well, you could see the confidence in knowing what he's supposed to do. Now, the execution in some areas weren't perfect, but you could see the command of the offense.
All right, well, Ryan Nassib obviously getting an opportunity to play and getting an opportunity to play with great depth and throwing that game-winning touchdown pass in the end to Corey Washington. It was enough for the Giants in a 17-13 victory. All right, a lot more to come here on the program, here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. When we come back, Paul Dottino sits down and talks with one of the rookies, second-round draft pick Weston Richburg, as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG Plus. We welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Immediately following our program, you don't want to miss it. New York Giants Hall of Fame weekend special featuring Michael Strahan, fueled by Hess. Our cameras followed Michael all weekend long. You'll have an opportunity to get a look at all the festivities from the weekend. Plus, you'll hear from some of the greats of the game talk about Michael. And I had a chance to sit down and talk with Michael on Sunday morning to recap the weekend, plus a look back at his career. You don't want to miss it, coming up right after Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG+. Well, the New York Giants are going through their Tuesday night practice, and it is live right behind us here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Tomorrow night it will be open to the public. Practice begins at around 5:40. Carl, I want to get your take from what you saw on Sunday night of the Giants' offensive line play. Will Beatty did not start the game, did not play. They started Charles Brown at left tackle. But your thoughts on the way the group performed?
Well, I still believe it's a work in progress, but you can see based on the extended minutes that they played in this game, they want to get them as much time working together against live competition as possible.
Well, one of the guys who got a lot of work on Sunday night is the Giants' second-round draft pick out of Colorado State, Weston Richburg. He can play multiple positions, and he had a chance earlier today to talk with our own Paul Dottino.
Well, thanks, Bob. And, Weston, the first thing I need to ask you is about playing some left guard the other night in the first preseason game, because we hadn't seen you do that during the course of training camp.
Yeah, it was something that, I hadn't really planned on prior to the game, but they let me know the morning of the game that they wanted me to play a little left guard and then come in later at center. So as an offensive lineman, you got to be prepared to play wherever. So that was good for me in my first NFL experience to get out there and play multiple positions and get that good game experience.
Okay, now we've talked about since the time you were drafted, your versatility was a very big factor in why the Giants selected you. How do you feel about how well you've done at these different positions so far?
Well, I think, it's versatility is important and consistency. And I think I did some things to show that I could be consistent at several different positions. So I've just got to continue to do that through the preseason and then carry that on through the regular season as well.
At which position do you think you're coming along quicker than the other, although we know you were a natural center in college?
Well, that's the thing. I was a center in college, and that's where I have a lot of experience is at that position. But like I said, versatility is really important. So, coming out to practice, wherever they want me to go, I'm going to go get those good reps, work it like that's my position.
Everybody talks about the speed of the game in the NFL as compared to college. Is it the mental speed of the game or the physical speed of the game that is more of an issue for you?
I don't know if anything's really an issue, but you know, it's always adjustments you've got to make. The mental speed is, you know, you've got to be able to make your declarations and calls quicker. And the physical speed, you know, they're obviously faster and stronger, so you've got to adapt to that as well.
Okay, and finally, what would you like to improve on over the course of the next several preseason games before opening day?
I think just my physicality, just become, you know, more comfortable with the offense, be more physical in the trenches.
Weston Richburg, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Bob, let's go back to you.
Thank you very much, Paul, and thank you to Weston. And, Carl, we're going to take a look at center Weston Richburg, 6'3", 298 pounds. The early report is he's very strong and stout, 50 career starts, a school record, 44 games at center, 2 games at left tackle, 2 games at guard. Played him a lot at left guard the other night. He's worked at right guard during training camp, and we know that he can play center. What are some of the things about his game that you've seen early in camp and in the game that you like?
Well, I think first and foremost, his versatility, his ability to play 2 or 3 positions across the line makes him valuable, especially as a young man. You have Justin Pugh in the same type of position, can play inside or move outside to tackle.
Well, the Giants are going to look at Weston Richburg, and, you know, when you have versatility, Carl, it makes you very valuable to the football team. Now, one of the areas of emphasis, one of the several areas of emphasis offensively, obviously run the ball and be more physical. The other area of emphasis is turnovers. Last year, the Giants had 44 turnovers. When you have 44 turnovers, you don't normally go 7-9. It usually leads to 3-13, 4-12. Concern that the Giants in their second series of the game the other night had a turnover?
No, I think that was just kind of being out of sync with the offense. But when you look at what they're trying to achieve, ball's coming out of the quarterback's hands a lot faster. Now, Eli has to take care of the ball when it's in his hands. But you've just got to realize that this offense will get the ball out quickly, and then it becomes ball security.
And what the Giants were able to do last year is hold teams out of the end zone. They held Buffalo to a field goal. Well, when you come out to Giants training camp, one of the fun things to do is post your pictures on Instagram and upload the photos, hashtag Giants Camp. You see with fans coming up, get a chance to take pictures with Steve Weatherford, DeMontre Moore. How do you take part in this? Well, it's very simple. When you come out to Giants training camp, when practices are open to the public, as they will be tomorrow night, go to Facebook, New York Giants, at Giants on Twitter, and at NY Giants on Instagram. We got a lot more to come here on the program. We will bring you the sights and sounds, as well as take a look at the defense's performance from Sunday night. That is a live look at Giants practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. More of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, coming up here on MSG Plus.
And welcome to NBC Sunday Night Football as the New York Giants meet the Buffalo Bills in the Pro Football Hall of Fame game. And he played 15 seasons at defensive end for the Giants, is their all-time leader in sacks, the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year in 2001, and another member of the All-Decade team of the 2000s, Michael Strahan.
Goal at the Buffalo 3. No receivers in the game. Dinnell in motion to the right. Eye set. Williams the tailback. Handoff right for Williams. Plows to the goal line and plows in for a Giants touchdown.
Told you, baby. You're a big win, baby.
See, you towed that thing. Keep towing that thing.
Pulling a shotgun. Bunch set right. Dixon to his left. Tool takes the snap. He's going to fire one left. Hard and completed for the touchdown to Robert Woods.
Let's go. Let's go, dude. Come on. Hey, no excuse. Be alert now. If he walks up there behind you and gives you a call, then you be ready to crash right there. All right?
as Tools back to throw. Under pressure, and he's going to get sacked back at the 15-yard line. And that's DeMontre Moore. Carl, you know he can get after the quarterback.
So it's first and goal now from the 8-yard line. And that pass with contact is deflected and intercepted. Cooper Taylor comes down with the ball.
Play fake by Nassib. Rolls now has a deep ball down the right sideline. Got his receiver. And what a catch made by Corey Washington. Takes it away from the defender. Runs down the right sideline. Touchdown, Giants.
Hey, down yeah. for small school, hey. Baby.
That's how you represent for Chucktown, blood.
Washington 4. Josh Brown to attempt the point.
Hey, bro, you caught that. Let's go,
that's
baby.
To run, baby.
Takes the snap and drops back to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to get sacked. And the ball is loose. Scramble for it, and it's recovered by the Bills at the 10-yard line. Jordan Stanton got the sack and forced fumble.
We do that fumble recovery deal every day, huh? Every day. Where Kerry win at?
Tom Coughlin and the Giants start their preseason off on a good note as they knock off the Buffalo Bills 17-13.
So sights and sounds of the Giants win against the Buffalo Bills. And Carl, let's focus in on a little bit of the defense here. Some sacks on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Cooper Taylor on a deflected ball gets an interception. And then Zach Bowman fields a ball and gets an interception. Your thoughts on the way they play defense?
Well, I think this defense continues the theme that started in the middle of the year last year. It's being opportunistic. They create turnovers and they rally to the football. It's something that Perry Fuel and his staff is really ingraining here in camp.
Yeah, Zach Bowman really had his hand on two interceptions because he deflected the one that Cooper Taylor picked off and then gets that pick on the deep ball. What about the pass rush? In that highlight package, we saw DeMontre Moore get to the quarterback. So did Stanton. But you want to see more out of this defensive front.
Well, listen, the reality is this. The league is littered with guys who can rush the passer. The only way you're going to get a chance to rush the passer is if you can stop on first and second down. That's one of the areas that DeMontre Moore has to work on. And quite frankly, Jason Pierre-Paul has to round back into form to play the run better as well.
Now, those are some of the things the Giants will continue working on as they get ready for their preseason game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Saturday night. All right, live practice going on. You can come and check the Giants out at practice tomorrow night here at Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Go to Giants.com for further details. Carl, we are just about out of time here, my friend.
Wow, just fun is just beginning.
Yeah, but the season is underway and in full swing.
This is true.
It is. And listen, folks, you want to keep it right here to MSG Plus because our cameras follow the entire Michael Strahan Hall of Fame celebration weekend. You do not want to miss it. Plus my one-on-one sit-down with Michael. It's all coming up next right here on MSG+. It's the New York Giants Hall of Fame weekend, fueled by Hess, featuring Michael Strahan. For our entire crew, thanks for joining us here on this edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess on MSG+. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.